Welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Today I'll be reviewing the classic Warner Brothers film, The Adventures of Robin Hood from 1938, starring the late and great Errol Flynn, Olivia de Havilland, and Claude Rains. Alright, so now I'll get into my views on the plot, the acting, directing, cinematography, special effects, and the music. So to start out with the plot, I gave a 5 out of 5. I thought it was a great storyline, used many elements that are in almost every version of the Robin Hood tale. And of the others I've seen the Disney one from 1973, the animated one. I've seen the Kevin Costner one from 1991. And I've seen the Robin Hood Men in Tights, kind of a spoof of all the Robin Hoods, but mainly of the Kevin Costner one. And of all of them, this one, this 1938 one, seems to be the most romantic and endearing. I love the romance between Robin Hood and Maid Marian, and my wife and I even talked about how it was interesting that she didn't initially love him, as if they didn't really have a connection before, and that was really cool and a nice twist, because in the Disney one, for example, they already knew each other, so there wasn't really any tension with the romance, so I really like that in this film. And but yeah, overall the plot, 5 out of 5. Great plot. Alright, now acting wise, I also gave a 5 out of 5. They had some great actors in this film. I've never seen an Errol Flynn film, and I'm glad I have now. I think he's a great actor. You know, he's got great acting chops, he's funny, he's charismatic, he's romantic. And he's also really awesome with the sword. He was able to fight Sir Guy, played by Basil Rathbone, really, really well. And I loved that. That was really cool. And then we also have Olivia de Havilland. She's in lots of films, and in particular, Gone with the Wind. That's one of the other films I've seen her in. She's a great actress in this. And I like how she's kind of sassy in this. She's really sarcastic with Robin. I thought that was really funny. Basil Rathbone as Sir Guy, he's a great actor. I love his voice. He's, for anyone who saw my Surfing Through Cinema show, he's the guy who narrated The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad for the Mr. Toad segment. He's got that really, really nice voice. And he also played Sherlock Holmes in many films in the 30s and 40s. And finally, the next best actor I thought was Claude Rains as Prince John. Of course, you know, Claude Rains is such a great actor. I've seen him in a few more films now, and I think he's got it, man. He's a great actor. So yeah, overall I gave the acting a 5 out of 5. Now as for directing, I gave a 4.5 out of 5. I thought Michael Curtiz, he's known as the director of Casablanca, which is my favorite film of all time. He does a great job here. And although there are some things I didn't like as much, I wasn't a huge fan of the use of title cards to give exposition. I kind of wish we had more scenes that kind of showed, not told us what was going on. So because of that, I kind of knocked down the points. I mean, maybe one title card in the very beginning. You know, on some fantasy or storybook films, they have like a little introduction. I thought that would have been fine, but there were many throughout the film. I didn't like that very much. And I'm pretty sure Monty Python and the Holy Grail actually kind of spoofs this a bit. So, yeah, it is what it is. So that's why I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. Now, cinematography and special effects, I gave a 4 out of 5. Camera work was great. The Technicolor really made all the colors pop and were very vibrant. And I love the costumes and the scenery, all of that. So that was really cool. And there weren't too many special effects. But the ones I really liked were the ones used with the archery. It really looked like they were shooting people with arrows. From my understanding, they actually were. They had like blocks of wood in their costumes or something like that. Very interesting. And I liked the arrow splitting. That was pretty cool. So yeah, I give it a 4 out of 5. I kind of wish there were more effects going on, but and the camera work, it was kind of hard to differentiate between the different outdoor scenes, so it kind of looked the same, honestly. But other than that, I gave it a 4 out of 5. Great, great cinematography, special effects, and then the music. It's got great music in this film. I really liked it. Very romantic, and it really adds to the adventure of the film. You could see in films like Indiana Jones, which take place in the 30s, the theme that they made in that John Williams made in that is very romantic and reminds you of the adventure films that were made in the 30s. So this has great music in it, and I give it a 4 out of 5. I wish they utilized it more. I would have given a higher score. So overall, when you tally that up and get the average of that, it's about 4.5 out of 5. So great film. I highly recommend checking it out. I had a real fun time watching this. I really recommend watching it. It was fun, really fun. Is it my favorite Robin Hood? I still really like the Disney one, the animated one with the animals. So we'll see. But this is definitely one of the better ones. This is probably number two of all of them for me. But yeah, like I said, I highly recommend checking it out. It's a great story. Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode, and make sure to subscribe to our Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies. And on these, you'll get behind the scenes information about the week's particular film. I'm also pleased to announce that in addition to the weekly podcast, starting Saturday, November 6th, I'll be posting videos on YouTube once a month. And these videos, they will be a recap of the past month's films, and I'll be discussing the best plot, acting, directing, cinema, and music overall. So, for example, last month I did a bunch of horror films, so it's the best of those five, not just the best for each film. I'm doing best overall. So I'm really excited to do that. Think of it like the Academy Awards, you know, best plot, best acting, best directing, best cinematography, best music. I'm excited to do it. And this month in particular, I'll be doing two videos since I started out in September and I didn't make one for that yet. So I'll be doing two, and you'll expect that this Saturday, November 6th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast on Spotify or Apple Music. We premiere Fridays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, well, thank you all so much. And this has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.